This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hey Mark, where can we find you?
Hey, good question. Well, this is how you get to us here at Auto World. You take the Antifreeze I-5 highway over to the hubcap circle byway, turn right on the stinky exit, keep heading south on the rear end road until you come to the hood in the middle of the road, then turn right until you see the leaking radiator. Oh, antifreeze all over the place. Then head north, look for the driver's door that will be open, and drive in. Stop when you hit the grease barrel. You've now found the silver microphone in the greasy garage studio, and today we are in the Concept Car Studio. Good to have you along. Glad you took the I-5 over to find us. Watch out for the antifreeze in the middle of the road, though. There's a lot of that on the road, isn't there? What? You haven't noticed? Wait a minute. I know you all do go to the shopping mall, don't you? You don't? Not anymore. You're on the Keyboard Express. Oh, I see. So you're buying everything on Amazon. Okay, then the keyboard is on fire. But I do know that all of you go to the grocery store because you have to eat. You're looking for those dark chocolate M&Ms to have as a treat while you're listening to me right here on Auto World. It's a pleasure to be with you here in the Concept Car Studio. And what that does that mean? Well, it's about 11 doors down from the Greasy Garage Studio. We're talking concepts today here on Auto World. That's right. In fact, I just found my water's in the cup holder there hanging from the computer monitor. It's a concept, of course. I think it's a good idea to put some cup holders on the side of a computer monitor, and we've done it here, right here in the Concept Car Studio here in the Auto World Plaza. Yes, I've got the mic boom. Uh-huh. The earphones with cooling pads. Finally, my ears have been burning all these years since 1992 behind the silver microphone. Now I've got air-conditioned earphones. Oh, yeah. This electric mic boom is really awesome. I push the button and I get farther away or I get really close. Electric mic boom. What the heck is that? It's concepts. Concepts that make the world go round. The thought process. The new ideas. Yes, today here in Auto World, there's been an oops. Yes, for you folks in Kentucky, you know about the oops. You might have heard about the oops on the Kentucky Freeway. Oh, yeah. Grab yourself a Bud Light. We're going to be talking about that here in a little bit. It has everything to do with that company. No, that's not a plug, by the way. It's an oops on the Kentucky Freeway. We're going to share that with you here on Auto World. Good to have you along, every one of you. I've got an Auto World tip coming your way. We're going to see if we can't fix your air blowing out of those air conditioning vents because we are in the season, hot season that is. Yep, Fratzonic chambered exhaust. What's that all about? Well, we're going to find out. In fact, Nate, the program director of Newstalk KBOI AM 670 right here in Boise, Idaho, he messaged me about that and he's mad. He says, what? Fratzonic exhaust? In a hell, anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. Thanks, Nate, by the way, for sending that to me. Do appreciate that. And that's what it's all about. Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show. Interactive, informative, and all things automotive. That includes your lawnmower. That's right. That's where I started 45 plus years ago in a small gas engine class. Where in fact, we were not wearing headphones to silence the noise out of that lawnmower engine. And boy, are they noisy or what? Well, they were back 45 years ago. Today, they're pretty much all electric. That's what they sound like today. And, of course, they got better mufflers on those lawnmowers today, those riding lawnmowers. But I'll never forget my neighbor. I had a little John Deere there, still do, but this is a different John Deere, an older one and all. And he says, you know, your lawnmower sure is noisy. And I said, oh, yeah, you like the turbocharger on it? He said, I did notice you actually mow your grass quite fast, Mark. That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We put a turbocharger on that bad boy. Yeah, and I took the muffler off my John Deere, and I gutted the thing out. Get the exhaust out of that bad boy so the turbocharger works on exhaust pressure. So if the exhaust is kind of cleaned out, it's going to give you more boost spinning the turbo, causing the blades to go, the tires to go faster. But the only problem I have with my lawnmower with the turbocharger on it, with the loud exhaust case, I said, here's some earphones, whatever you want to call them. Wear those when I'm mowing my lawn if you don't like the sound of my lawnmower. He just looked at me. And then he says, can I drive it? And I said, no! Anyway, clean the exhaust muffler out, get it a little bit noisy, put a turbocharger on that John Deere. Oh, yeah, 18 horse. I don't ask how much horsepower it had, but it had some horsepower. But I told him a little secret about this. You can hop up your engine as much as you want on your lawnmower, but you need to have different cutting blades. And he says, well, why is that? And I said, because the cutting blades that come with the John Deere factory aren't high flow. And he says, you hot rodded your blades? Oh, yeah. You can buy high flow blades, folks. This is not, you don't need a turbocharged lawnmower. 'Tis the season. It's summer. It's cutting grass time, man, or weeds. You don't get rid of the stock blades and just buy yourself some they're called high flow cutting blades. What that's all about is, yeah, they are connected to the crank, and they're connected to the belt that spins those bad boys off that motor. It doesn't matter if you've got a turbocharged engine or not, but they're high flow. That means that they have a better wing on them, causing more high flow air, causing it to throw the grass back into your bag faster, causing a very nice, neat, compacted ball of grass, causing you not to have to empty the bag as much. See? That's another, we could call it a turbocharged Auto World tip. See, that's what it's all about right here in Auto World. It's having fun. Reach out as we are live right now from the Car Concept Studio in the Auto World Plaza from Boise, Idaho. Good to be with you. I'm Mark Evans. This is Auto World. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook me. Facebook message me. Address my name, Mark Evans. Instagram, Auto World Media. Podcast now. Some of you emailed me, and thank you. Appreciate that. Asked me how do I get in touch with you during the week, to listen to you during the week, and that's called a podcast. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans, and you're more than happy to read a little bit more about me there. And I'm not just giving that out to you. Why not, huh? You're my friend. We're all family members here, and I want to do shout out to all our great Auto World affiliate radio stations that are taking Auto World. Thank you. Appreciate it. The more the merrier, and the aspect of helping people, folks. That's why I'm here. Behind the silver microphone, which is a concept car studio, that's microphone, that is. How do I sound? Hopefully I'm sounding good, because this little microphone that I'm sitting behind today, it's a futuristic mic. It's got hot air filters on it, so it must be working, because you're not getting too hot, are you? Good, good, good. So today here on Auto World, we're going to be talking a little bit and bring you some more concept cars from Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance that's happening right now. And that we're also going to give you another Auto World tip that's going to get more air out of your vents for you, to give you better air conditioning. And also, yes, the new Precision ZDX EV concept developed with General Motors, and borrows some good things from Honda. So stay tuned for that. It has 23-inch wheels on it. You thought 14s were big? Remember the 14-inch wheels that I've got on my Dodge Coronet? That little 1965? Yeah. This thing actually also has a cockpit of a Formula One race car. The steering wheel. Very unique. Glad you're here. Grab some of those dark chocolate M&Ms from the Mars Company, and we are going to sit back, relax, and enjoy. We'll be right back.
Who's gonna tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
She came from planet Fire. I know she came. satellites everywhere.
Well, we do depend on those satellites up in the sky, don't we, for about everything. We used to depend on the Plymouth satellites on the road, too, but the Plymouth satellites now are a collector, classic collector car that's going up in value. Got a trivia question out there for you this week, this hour. If we get it answered early, we do another one. Why not? The Oldsmobile Rocket. Yes, the Oldsmobile Rocket 88 is considered the first full-size muscle car ever produced. What year was it debuted? 855-660-4261. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, Facebook message me. Mark Evans is my name over there at Facebook, sitting behind the silver microphone. That's how we do it, right there. Auto World Radio Facebook page also, too. 855-660-4261. With that, let's go to one of our, let's go to Ocala, Florida with one of our great charter members. Hi, Sonny. Welcome. Good to have you on.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, Sonny. Doing good. Good. Doing good. Thank you.
I think that would be the 1954 Oldsmobile.
Oh, 54 Olds. Okay. Now, why do you say 54, Sonny? Did you have one?
Nope.
No.
At the time, I liked those cars.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And I also liked the Pontiac Star Chief when they came out. I think that was also 54.
Yeah. This is now a little earlier than that, though. Now, this is when they first debuted. Now, you know, talking about concepts this week, that's the thing. That this isn't considered a concept car, though. This was actually out in this year, but it wasn't 54. You're close. A little bit earlier. Do you want one of those rockets? Would you want one?
Yeah. Well, no, I never owned it. My first car was a 57 Chevy. I bought it in Arizona.
Oh, what town in Arizona, Sonny?
Phoenix, Scottsdale at that time. When I was living there, the towns were all separate. Scottsdale, Phoenix, Mesa, Tucson, you know, now it's one giant urban sprawl.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people, definitely a lot of cars everywhere. It's kind of like, for me, it's almost like heaven. A lot of people think that, you know, pollution and all that. But when I go into a metropolitan area and I see all these vehicles, for me, I see so many different makes and models. And sometimes in this game that we're in, an auto world game, and I call it a game because it's fun. we got so many choices, don't we, Sonny, to pick from, to buy, and so many.
Yeah,
really,
they all look the same close to, as far as I'm concerned. You can't tell a Chevy Impala from a Jaguar, unless you look up close. They all same body shape and all that.
Yeah,
it's so-called aerodynamics.
And the people.
I don't plan on doing about 150 to 300 miles an hour to take advantage of the aerodynamics.
Yeah, do you see a lot of Ferraris down there in Ocala, Florida?
No, but they're around. No. On occasion.
Yeah. You know, what I get a kick out of is if I'm in a metropolitan city or even right here in Boise, it doesn't matter the city. I mean, I'm talking when we're riding a lot of cars on the freeway and there's let's just call it a Cadillac with fins going down the freeway. It stops traffic and it just warms my heart to see people slowing up to look at that car because it's different than what they're used to.
Say that again.
Have you had a chance to count all year? We're doing the brand name game. Sonny, have you had a chance to count on your Pontiac Vibe you have? You still have it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Have you counted up how many times you see Pontiac Vibe on that yet?
I see less and less of them, though.
Yeah. Well, do this for me, and let me know. Count up how many times on your Pontiac Vibe you see the word Pontiac or the model, Vibe, and let me know, okay? That'd be interesting. Because that's a car that's no longer around.
No. Nope.
What year is yours? What year is your Vibe?
05. Pontiac 05 Vibe.
05.
And I got an 03 Mercury Sable. They don't make them anymore either.
No. No. And count the times you see the brand on the Mercury for me, too. Because that Mercury has a lot of different times throughout that car where it says Mercury or Sable on it. We're working on a Sable here at in the Greasy Garage. It's been in a little accident on the driver's side. So do a little body work every once in a while. Why not? You know, save the people some money and all that. But Sonny, hey, I appreciate it. 1954. Now we got to get down. Now you're close, but it's a little bit earlier than that.
I got another date.
Go for it.
52.
A little earlier. Keep going.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it is. Isn't that something? I thought it was in the 50s, too, but it's in the 40s some year in the 40s when it first debuted.
I can't think of it. Even that's a little before my time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was around, but I was way too young to be cognizant of what cars were, other than you got in them. And you sat in the back.
Yeah, you sat in the back as a child, like I did growing up, and no seat belts were used, right?
Yep.
What seat belts? Right?
That's right.
Isn't that the truth? And now we're all living with airbags, which is good. It saves lives. But there's no more steel bumpers, no more chrome bumpers. And as we say, then there's no more brands on these automobiles. Like you stated, you just don't even see who's driving what.
It's really hard to see between the Nissan and the Chevy and the Jaguar. They all basically have the same shape.
Yep.
Clorox bottles, I call them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that wouldn't that be a tough time for the repo agents?
Yeah, I really don't know. I don't worry about that.
You got yours paid off. That's good. Yeah, I've always wondered about that. You know, that's another thing. How my you know, in the auto world business, there's actually repo agents, and they're out there looking for people that didn't make the payments on their cars, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, pick up a car by accident we got the wrong one. We thought it was a Ford, but yet it's a Lincoln, you know, and it doesn't say it on there. So.
Yeah, that's right. What is it? The Edge? Ford Edge, and then there's the Lincoln something or other. They just branded a different name, put more Googles on it, and that's it.
Yeah, it's like I was behind a Mercury Mariner the other day, and it's just a Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's all about brands, all about brands. Thanks, Sonny. Hey, appreciate you being with us today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having
me.
Bye.
Yep. Good to have you. Thanks for listening. Absolutely. From Ocala, Florida, on our great affiliate station down there, WOCA, 1370 AM. We'll be right back. Take a short break. Then we're going to go and help Rusty with his brakes.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence this week said he would consider testifying before the January 6th committee if he was asked. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California and a member of the January 6th committee, was on CNN and asked if an invitation has been extended.
He could plainly share a lot of very first-hand information about what it was like to be the subject of those efforts to get him to violate his constitutional duty and arrogate to himself the power to decide who won or who lost an American presidential election.
Events across the country Sunday mark National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day. In Denver, rally participant Machiko Duff flew in from North Carolina to talk about her family's loss. She says her 23-year-old daughter thought she was ingesting cocaine, but it was actually fentanyl, and it killed her.
It's about saving our kids. We won't have no future if this war take over.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive,
get off of that telephone.
Sit back and relax. Make sure the seatbelt's fastened. I'll be doing the driving. Thanks for riding shotgun with me right here on Auto World in the Concept Car Studio. Yes, all concepts here today. Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, of course, debuting a lot of new ones and coming out and giving all of us a touch and a taste and a tease of what might be coming our way. Here's one of them right now. You talk about some horsepower. The Hennessy Venom F5 Roadster. Little two-door. It's crazy. It has 1,817 horsepower. It's a hypercar. You know, I was talking about supercars. Well, this is a hypercar with a 311-mile-an-hour top speed. So, there you go. Talk about cyberspace. Wow. The Hennessy. It's going to debut. It's highly anticipated. Venom F5 Roadster, of course. This week, we are living right now, and they have. Hennessy has done real well. Of course, here's another one we've talked a little bit about. They're coming back. The DeLorean. Yep, another debut. Concept car, the DeLorean. It's back. A stunning Alpha 5 is down at Pebble Beach as we speak right now. Battery capacity of more than 100 kilowatt hours. An all-electric DeLorean promises now 300 miles of range and a 0 to 60 mile per hour time of 3.4 seconds. When it reaches production, that is. very smooth, sleek looking. And as Sonny was pointing out, that we don't know what we're driving. He says it's a Clorox bottle laying down, and we don't know the brand. Well, absolutely. This one now has DeLorean on the front little grill area. Yay! I know what I'm driving! A DeLorean. Well, it's a concept car. It might be coming our way. Question for all of you. Would you buy a DeLorean when it comes out for your second or third car? Maybe your first car. 855-660-4261 is our number right here from the Concept Car Studio. Axelrod Alex is looking forward to your calls, so am I. He takes your calls and makes you sound good when you pick up that cell phone and use it as a microphone. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is our email, and of course, Facebook, message me. Please do. Name is Mark Evans, as you know. You can message me. That's the address on Facebook. And Rusty gets us on Facebook Messenger. Rusty says he's wanting to know, doing disc brakes, should both front rotors be changed at the same time? He, and he's listening on 670 KBOI. Thank you, Rusty. And thank you again for making the note about, yes, I can answer it live on the air. I appreciate that, Rusty. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in to AM 670 KBOI, News Talk KBOI, AM 670, right here in the Boise, Idaho area. I want to say Napa Caldwell, hello. McCall, Idaho, hello. And, of course, Ontario, Oregon. A little Baker, Oregon's in there, too. Long reach. And, of course, we have 93.1 right here in the Boise area. And, Rusty, good question. Great topic. It really is. In fact, yes. I want all of you, Rusty, I want everybody to not only replace their disc brake pads when you hear that squeal, replace the disc brake pads, and I want both rotors replaced at the same time. See, back in the early days, yes, I did have a brake lathe. Today, it doesn't even have any real estate at all in the greasy garage shop. Real estate is an aspect that takes up too much floor space to turn two rotors, to turn two drums, which anymore we really don't see any drums anymore because they're on the classic cars. But today we just replace the rotors. They're so inexpensive. We can buy them, and everyone's buying them. That causes the price to go down. And it is. It's falling, and it has fallen because a lot of us, we don't turn them anymore. We don't surface them. What that means, we used to put them on the brake lathe, of course. The little needle would turn. The machine would turn the rotor, and the needle would take away metal away from that rotor as like a record playing, a vinyl record playing, to get the warp out. And, Rusty, replace those, please do. And another thing we want to make sure of, too, Rusty, if you would, please do look at your calipers. I know a lot of the tire shops, they replace, when they quote someone for a brake service or a brake job, the price is way up on the 12th floor, way up on the 12th floor. And a lot of people are calling me and they're saying, can you get that down to like the second floor, Mark? And I said, yes, I can. And the reason why is because they're quoting for disc brake pads, rotors, and brake calipers. Now, Rusty, what I want you to do, for sure, throw the rotors away. I know there's a lot of meat on them. It looks like a lot of thick metal, but seriously, they're warped, period. And that warp means your brake pedal, if you really had to go, you know, as you know, we have the Horseshoe Bend Hill here in the Idaho area, in the Boise, Idaho, Horseshoe Bend area. You can go down that hill at a higher speed, do Rusty, and then hit the brake pedal lightly, and you'll feel that brake pedal just sitting there pulsating. And you're barely touching it, so you're not applying the anti-lock brakes at the time. You're just applying the brakes a little bit, and that thing is just going, wah, 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 wah. Those are warped rotors. Throw them away. See, they get glazed, and glazed means that they turn into like a piece of glass, smooth and glazed, and so then they don't wear anymore. The brake pads wear. And they also turn the brake pads into a glazed piece of glass. So then now you have a set of brake pads, which we see a lot, that are real thick, never wear out, and the rotors never wear out. And everybody says, well, I had them inspected, and they say that we don't need brakes. Yes, you do. Throw them away. Throw them away. You get new rotors and pads. Now, the calipers, what I want you to do, Rusty, is to look to see if there's any bluing on the calipers from heat. This goes for everyone. Rusty, because of you and your Facebook Messenger, you're actually helping a lot of people in the brake word. If our brake calipers, single piston or dual piston, like you see on the big boy trucks and sometimes the big boy F-350s and F-250s, have four pistons, inboard pistons and outboard pistons. What I want you to do is, the caliper is what holds the disc brake pads in. If the caliper shows any kind of heat bluing at all, bluing means blue. And if it shows any of that, I want them to look like a old, if they're aluminum made, I want them to just look like aluminum. If they're cast iron made, I just want them to look like old rusty cast iron. I don't want to see any heat bluing on them. If you see any bluing, any source of heat, that means that one piston is sticking and hanging up, and it's not working efficiently, going, getting pushed out and getting sucked back in like it's supposed to. A lot of our listeners here, Rusty, are driving around with squealing and squeaky brakes. The reason that is, even though they've had them replaced, the reason that is because they have a caliper piston hanging up. It's not returning back into its home. See, when you push on the brake pedal, you're going to push those calipers out using brake fluid, those pistons out, causing the brake pads to go into the rotor, stopping the car, the vehicle. So we want them to release back in when you let off the brake pedal. If you don't, if they do not and they hang up because the calipers are bad, you're going to have a brake pad that's sitting there just lightly putting pressure on the brake rotor, causing a squeal. So, look for bluing, Rusty. Please do replace those calipers. Get rid of the piston, the disc brakes and the rotors. Appreciate you. Facebook message me. And, of course, absolutely listening to us on News Talk KBOI AM 670. That's how you do it, folks. And, Rusty, if you would, yeah, you can email me an address, and I actually send it over to you. I might even hand deliver it since you're in my area here at AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. Now, today, here on Auto World, we're not only talking about concepts, but, you know, your life and your car and your concept of driving a car. It's like this Lincoln Model 1 L100 with the jewel-style chess kind of player up there, the pawn that you're driving it with, and you're spinning around, not driving it now. You're pushing the button, letting it do its own driving. When we return, we're going to talk and go back to the, well, we're going to go cruise a little bit with all of you in the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal wave protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal wave supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Oh, what a week! A week in Auto World, that is. Your smells and your noises and your having fun driving that bad boy, I hope. How's the sound of it? Do you like the, or have you ever thought about the sound of your automobile? See, today the muffler world, muffler shops, they've kind of gone bye-bye. Kind of like the radiator shops have gone bye-bye. We all have plastic radiators with, you know, aluminum cores. You can't solder them anymore. Mufflers. How did they get a muffler to last so long anymore? I remember when mufflers were rusting out constantly. The back of them, the front of them. How do they do it? It's called computer management. Computer management. There's not enough moisture and condensation now. It's burning it all. Talk about an efficient 99% chimney. Well, that's what your engine's doing today. Burning cleaner. Giving you more horsepower, more torque. Well, one thing that is really getting changed up is that, in fact, the one big word, fratzonic chambered exhaust. What is it? Well, performance made us do it, is what Dodge is saying. Stellantis, which is Dodge today. As I reported last week, the Dodge Charger is going all electric, giving us all a choice of plugging it in instead of hearing that Hellcat engine, that big V8, that big dual exhaust. No more. Performance made us do it. The future of electrified muscle, as they call it, Dodge Charger Daytona SRT concept. The Dodge Charger Daytona SRT concept drives like a Dodge, looks like a Dodge, and feels like a Dodge. It just so happens to be a battery electric vehicle, a BEV. Pretty three game changing there. Of course, patent pending features made up the core of this concept car, the Charger Daytona SRT. Kind of like the R-Wing. What's an R-Wing? It's a front aerodynamic wing, retains Dodge profile, which achieving aerodynamic efficiencies. Fratzonic. That's what you've been waiting for the whole entire 2 hours, the first and second hour of course, Auto World. Fratzonic chambered exhaust. What is this? The industry's The auto industry's first exhaust system for an electric vehicle delivers a performance sound that rivals the SRT Hellcat. Do you believe it? I don't know. How are they doing it? Through the speakers? Fratzonic chambered exhaust. I guess you won't have to smell it. You just will hear it. 126 decibels if you crank it up. How about the E-Rupt? Multi-speed transmission with an electromagnetic shifting experience that's pure Dodge. The Charger Daytona, folks, the SRT Charger Daytona concept powered by a new, brand new, 800-volt Banshee propulsion system. The concept design revolutionizes the look of a BEV while offering, well, the nods of a Dodge brand muscle car legacy. Just stay tuned. The interior texture of this all-new electric charger, it inspires by the 1968 Charger grille detail, unites interior elements while providing the connection to the exterior, of course, of the old 1968. But it's all electric. Of course, with that Fratzonic chambered exhaust. I don't know. Will you be happy with it? Crank it up. I know there's been a lot of news, a lot of talk about, you can't hear it coming. It's called electric. Okay, we got a little Auto World tip before the garage door goes down on the second hour. I just want to let you know that your airflow, your air conditioning flow coming out of those vents that's on the dash there, the air conditioning, if you've only got, you know that in fact it's got climate control and you should hear, when you put it on max, don't you want full blast fan speed? You want a lot of air pushing at you. For you folks that have to turn the dial to get to 1, 2, and 3 speed or 4 speed, 1, 2, 3, and 4 speed to get the air going full blast and you don't have but only one speed, the air is going real light coming out of those vents and you're sitting there flipping that switch back and forth turnstile wise or you got a push button, whatever style you have, and you only, even the auto climate is only on low, and it's only blowing low speed. That's not a cabin filter that's plugged up. That is called a heater air conditioning rheostat. That's bad. It's a fan motor rheostat that's bad. It is literally a product that's connected to the fan motor, telling the fan motor where you put the dial at for what speed of air you want blowing in your face. If that heater air conditioning rheostat, motor rheostat, is bad, you're only going to get one speed. Some of you might have high speed. And now you're freezing, you got icicles coming out your nose because it's got, your air conditioning is working so good. Oh yeah, that HCF 134 Freon is working. You need all speeds, don't you? Especially if it's climate control and you push that button and you only want it 77 degrees in that automobile. So can you do it yourself? Yes, you can. You really, really can do it yourself. If you've got a Phillips screwdriver, some torque bits, you need to take the glove box out. You'll find that this rheostat AC motor, AC heater, AC blower, heater blower rheostat is mounted with two screws, one plug-in. You don't have to disconnect the battery or anything. It won't blow anything up. It won't shock you. It won't do anything. Just disconnect the electrical outlet. Take the two screws out, pull it right out of the plastic box where the heater blower motor is mounted, and put a new one in. And they're pretty expensive today. They could be over $100. In fact, I've had some here that we've replaced in the greasy garage that's hit over $300. But that's why that motor is just sitting there idling on you. Meanwhile, while you're in there, get the wet and dry vacuum and suck out the leaves, the grasshoppers, everything that's come in through those vents. Get that heater control box cleaned out big time. Just suck it all out. That's your Auto World tip this week, this hour, right here from the Concept Car Studio. That's what it's all about right here. Okay, do we have time to go to the email bag, Eddie? Yeah, we do. Let's do it. Well, we're running out of time, but I got one. Okay, we got another email here on the second hour out of the email, the cyberspace bag, email bag, that is. Mark, awesome show. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. I enjoy all the updated information. Can you direct me to the best tire dressing? I use Mother's Car Wash Soap and their detailer when needed. But I'm not fond of their tire products, thanks. Mark J., listening on 93.1 FM in Meridian, Idaho. Awesome. Good to have you along, Jay. Appreciate it. That is New Stock KBOI, AM 670, and also 93.1 FM. Boise, Nampa, Caldwell, Meridian, Idaho, Ontario, Oregon, Baker, Oregon, McCall. Good to have you folks along. Jay, yes, I can. I can direct you real quick before the garage door goes down here on Auto World, the second hour. Tire dressing. What that is, folks, for a lot of you thinking it's Thousand Island going on Jay's tires. No, it's or ranch dressing on the side of Jay's tires. No, that's a good word, Jay, by the way. I like that dressing. Give me some dressing for my rubber tires. Okay, that is good. I like that. Yeah, I kind of like the, what do you call it, the oil and vinegar. But if you put oil and vinegar on the side of Jay's tires, they'd probably collect a lot more dirt a lot quicker, too, of course. Yeah, got to be careful there. Anyway, I better answer this because we're running out of time. Jay, Meguiar's Endurance, one product. Meguiar's Endurance, period. It comes with an applicator. Buy the Endurance in a bag, in the box. It has an applicator on it. Squirt some on there. It's purple in color. It's beautiful smelling. You'll love it. In fact, I want to use it for, well, underarm deodorant. It's that good. I'm telling you. But it's good for your tires. So just go ahead and for sure use it. And tire endurance, it puts basically, you can get it in dull, you can get it in a semi-gloss or full gloss. I use full gloss, and it's a great wax for the tires. Works good. Absolutely. Thanks, Jay. Send me an email address back, if you would. I got some tire endurance for you in our little gift bag, in fact. I'm going to throw some endurance in for you. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you in the third hour. We're, in fact, what? The slowest police chase ever? Drive safe. Motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm back. I'm nationwide.
Yes, I'm back. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.